Man, oh man. So I tuned in last night for episode one, and you've done it again, Nick. I've told everybody that I could that last season's premiere of Channel Zero was the scariest thing I'd ever seen on television. And then you've upped the ante here with No End House. That was fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks for watching, and I'm glad we disturbed you.
Very much so. Last year, Candle Cove was such a big success, and I guess, technically speaking, right, this is not season two, but the second half of season one?
Yeah, we call them installments because we shoot them back-to-back. We write them, we had one writer's room for Candle Cove and No End House. It's all the same writers. It's a different director, of course, and a different DP, but it's the same production team as well. So, you know, whether you call them seasons or installments, we call them installments, but yeah.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know, can you give us just a brief summary of the premise for this installment of Channel Zero?
The second installment of Channel Zero is called No End House. It's based on a short story by Brian Russell about a haunted house attraction where people hear it's like a haunted funhouse. Every room is scarier than the last one. It's like a challenge. Can you get through it? So this group of friends go expecting to have fun, and they realize quickly that that this is not any normal funhouse attraction, that the deeper you go inside the house, the deeper it goes inside you, and it finds stuff in your head to use against you. So it's really scary and disturbing, especially if you've got issues or trauma or fears that it can exploit.
And much like last season, too, where you had these grown-ups remembering events, and particularly a television show in their childhood, very differently, the line between what's real and what's in your mind is already blurred, and that's one of the aspects of the show that I love.
It's a very subjective show, and to me, the scariest thing is what's already in your head, what you're already afraid of, what your weakest psychological point is, and obviously the house exploits that, and we try to exploit that cinematically. I mean, we go for very personal horror, very psychological horror.
Again, this year, you've got a terrific cast, Amy Forsyth, Aisha Dee, John Carroll Lynch. Is it easier to get really talented people when you're doing this six-episode format, which doesn't require quite the same time commitment as a longer series?
I think it is. I mean, you know, it depends on the script. It depends on people's schedules. We always wanted John Carroll Lynch to play this role because he's such a distinctive, familiar face who can do warm, fatherly, normal, and terrifying and strange. And everybody kind of knows his face. And he's such a talented, versatile actor. Our younger cast, Amy Forsyth, who's so amazing as our lead, I had actually seen her audition for something else. A friend was working on a movie, and I saw some of the casting stuff. And so I wanted to bring her in. And she was so good. Steven and I knew it was her from the very beginning. And then Aisha, we saw her audition, and then it sounded like she was going to be unavailable because she was doing the bold type. And then because of a schedule gap, because we were only six episodes, exactly like you said, she was able to come and do Channel Zero between shooting the pilot of the bold type and shooting the full season. So yeah, it really does let us get people who we might not otherwise be able to get.
And from a creator and showrunner standpoint, too, it gives you a nice framework so you know, all right, we've got a beginning, we've got a middle, but we have a definite end, too. And does that give you, in an odd way, some extra freedom as creator of the show?
Absolutely. It means that we don't have to go off on tangents. It means we don't have to create filler. It can be a challenge too, because there are stories or backstories that I would love to explore even more. Like I love all of our minor characters in the season, for example, and you know, we could have filled another episode or two, but I'd rather have six episodes than say 12 or 20, where we would have to kind of do filler that some shows do. So 6 episodes have been really good to us.
We're talking with Nick Antosca, Channel Zero, No End House on Sci-Fi, Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. You can pick it up on demand as well. So last season, after last year and Candle Cove, things that freak me out now include old TV shows, puppets, and particularly teeth. What is this going to do other than feed my claustrophobia even more? What other things might I fear at the conclusion of this season?
Well, you'll have to watch the rest of the season.
Ah.
But you might fear family members, for example. you got to watch and see. But every season will have different horrors.
I love it. And you've also got two more installments that are in the works.
Yeah, we shot one of them. We've shot the third installment. We're editing it right now. There will be more detail on that announced right after No End House airs, and we're writing the fourth installment right now.
Now, the series inspired by creepypasta, online stories that scare the heck out of people. Have you seen anything go back the other way that the series has inspired more people to delve into that genre?
That's an interesting question. I don't know, actually. I read No Sleep, and I read creepypastas online regularly. I have seen some people, you know, posting like, hey, Channel Zero, you should adapt this story. But I don't know that I've seen stories explicitly inspired by Channel Zero. But I try and stay abreast as much as possible of new creepypastas. The fourth installment of the show is going to be based on one that's much more obscure. It's not a relatively famous story like Candle Cove or No End House.
By the way, today's a big day around here. Our station owner, Stephen King, turning 70 years old today. And I know when we talked last time that he's one of the big inspirations for you.
Yeah. Wow. Happy birthday, Stephen King. I did not know today was his birthday. That's awesome. Stephen King was, of course, a huge influence on me, especially as a kid, the first horror novels that I read. And Candle Cove, the first season, is what I sort of think of as our Stephen King season. It's got a lot of thematic influences from King's novels. The second installment, No End House, I think of as more a John Carpenter meets Solaris.
I like that. That sounds great. Well, I love the show. It's scary as anything out there, but it's also a very, very smart series. And I congratulate you and everybody involved on great work. I can't wait to see how the rest of the season plays out. Channel Zero, No End House, every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on Sci-Fi. Nick, great to talk with you again. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks so much, Rich. Take care.